One of the mistakes that human beings make is believing that there is only one way to live.
That's
and
right.
that we don't accept that there are diverse ways of being in the world, that there are millions of ways to be
then
a human being.
How do we please God?
And many ways, no, but many paths to what you call God.
That
and
is
her
pleasing.
Path might be something else, and when she gets there, she might call it the light. But her loving and her kindness and her generosity brings her, if it brings her to the same point that it brings you, it doesn't matter whether she called it God along the way or not.
And I guess the danger that could be in that, I mean, it sounds great on the onset, but if you really look at both sides, I
there couldn't possibly be just one way.
That's an exchange between Oprah Winfrey and one of her audience members recently on her television program. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Tonight we talk about the pop spirituality of Oprah Winfrey. She's been called America's pastor, and she's taken a bit of that mantle on herself. When you watch her very popular television program or read one of her publications, you are as likely as not to come across spiritual advice, spiritual counsel, and spiritual leaders of almost every stripe. What is Oprah Winfrey's spirituality, and what kind of spirituality does she recommend for her listeners, for her audience, for the readers of her books and magazine, for America? Tonight, the pop spirituality of Oprah Winfrey on Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Our phone lines are open for the next 2 hours. You can join us, 1-800-730-2727. 1-800-730-2727, and our in-studio email address, issuesetc@kfuo.org, issuesetc@kfuo.org. Bob Waldrop joins us this evening. He is director of the Alabama Office for Watchman Fellowship, and he is author of a profile on Oprah Winfrey for the Watchman Expositor magazine. Bob, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you, Todd. Good to be with you.
Bob, why has Oprah Winfrey been called America's pastor?
Well, Todd, that's a great question, and one that really goes back to Oprah's very early days. I know in doing some research on her as early as 1988, Time magazine was referring to her as a lady with a calling in an article that they did. And in numerous interviews, she has referred to the fact that she had felt like she would be a missionary or a preacher of some kind as early as 3.5 years old, and by the fourth grade had very strong inclinations in that way. So I think based on that, as she began to have this very large open forum with her Oprah Winfrey show, that she saw the impact that she could have on people's lives. And people have responded to Oprah. You know, many people go to churches today because they're looking to feel good. They're looking for answers, many of them self-help answers. And Oprah provides many of those answers to the questions of life that people are looking for. So she sees herself as someone that has a good, positive message to offer, and people respond to that. So she's one of the ones who sees herself as a pastor or America's pastor. After 9/11, she appeared at Ground Zero, and in the speech that she made there, I think she even became more self-aware of her calling, and I say calling in quotations mark, to be a pastor or to one that can help or have a great impact on people's lives.
So when Oprah Winfrey uses words like God or spirituality, well, when she uses the word God, can we assume that she's talking about the triune God of Christianity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
Well, we could assume that, but it would be a wrong assumption, I believe, if we did. Oprah was raised in a Christian church as a young girl. And in fact, even through her teen years, the Christian church was very much a part of her life. Her grandmother, who raised her, was an avid church attender of a Baptist church in rural Mississippi. Her father would later take over in her teen years and formative years and would require her to be active in church. So she was exposed to the Christian message, the God of the Bible, and seems to have carried some of that with her even into the early 80s. But then there began to be a dramatic shift, 1994 seems to be the pivotal year, Todd. She refers to that year as being a great change in her life, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and I think the spiritual change is especially significant, and her show began to take a whole new direction as she brought in a number of spiritual gurus, most of whom held a dramatically different view of who God is than that projected in the Bible or held to by historical Christianity. And you could see Oprah begin to shift in her own view of God and who God is or what God is, as she would talk about it during that time period.
Give us the names of some of Oprah Winfrey's frequent guests on spirituality and just tell us a tiny bit about each one of their teachings.
Sure. One of her favorite guests is Marianne Williamson. And Marianne Williamson wrote a book called Return to Love. She is, until recently, was a pastor of a very large Unity School of Christianity churches. And the Unity Church would embrace pantheism or a worldview that everything is God or all is God, that there's not a personal deity, but an impersonal force or it or oneness. Unity also embraces reincarnation, the teaching that you will come back in many lives until you reach this God consciousness state or you become one with all that's God or the realization of that. Another of her favorites is Gary Zukav, and an author, and he would embrace many of the very same things that we're talking about with Marianne Williamson, also very much a believer in reincarnation. He has some slight twist on his view of that. He would say that you choose the suffering for your next life. You know, it's a very magnanimous choice on your part that this would be to explain child abuse, for example. You chose to be placed in that situation because you knew it would help you to advance. Oprah lists him as one of her favorite authors and quotes from him many times. Eric Butterworth, another Unity pastor, quotes from, you'll hear Oprah quote from him often, have him on the show. Carolyn Miss, another New Ager, which many of these have developed some of their beliefs. Ileana Van Zandt, she's an interesting character. She's kind of a pantheist or New Ager polytheist. She embraces a religion called Yoruba that has a belief in many deities, but Oprah's had her on a number of times as well. So it's just a who's who. Deepak Chopra, for example, a teacher of Ayurvedic medicine, going back to the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi would be his mentor. So I think you get an idea of the type of folks that she has on. And in the mid-90s, these were regular guests on her program, constantly being brought back. Marianne Williamson, for example, was a regular writer of the O magazine, so she had that platform that she could avail herself of on a regular basis.
So then, with only a minute and no more than that before we go to our first break here, Bob, Oprah Winfrey denies being New Age. How does she make that denial, given the kind of teachers that she advocates and promotes on her program and her magazine?
Well, and we'll probably want to go into this a little bit more after the break, but the nutshell answer is, Oprah, if you asked her that question, and people have, she would say that, well, she's just putting them on there because they have good things to say, in the same way that she might have C.C. Wines on the gospel singer, Donnie McClurkin, a gospel singer, who's also been on her program. Because they have a good positive message, and she wants to give them a platform so that they can share that with her listeners to help them to get what they need in life.
Folks, I want to hear from you on Oprah Winfrey. In particular, I'm, as a man and someone to whom I don't know that the show is designed to appeal, the appeal of Oprah Winfrey so broadly to American women. Can you explain that to us. Give us a call, 1-800-730-2727. Your thoughts and comments, your questions and comments for Bob Waldrop as we talk about the pop spirituality of Oprah Winfrey, 1-800-730-2727. And our in-studio email address is issuesetc@kfuo.org. Feel free to use that email address right here in the studio. We'll get your questions and comments and get them in the course of our conversation with Bob Waldrop, director of the Alabama Office for Watchmen Fellowship and author of a profile on Oprah Winfrey for the Watchmen Expositor magazine. We'll be right back.
We hear preaching that focuses on lifestyle, the kind of sermon that speaks of 10 principles of Christian money management or 7 steps to Christian parenting. And that's all in the way of the law.
Pastor John Pless, author of our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July, Handling the Word of Truth, on the danger of abandoning law and gospel preaching.
And so people do not hear that consoling and sweet message that we have forgiveness of sins through the blood of Jesus Christ and that we can rest our confidence in Him alone.
For more information about our Issues Etc. Book of the Month for July, Handling the Word of Truth, Law and Gospel in the Church Today, call Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040, or go to our website, issuesetc.org, issuesetc.org.
If you enjoy listening to Issues Etc. on the weekend,
defending the
did
faith,
you know that you can listen
truth,
to 12 new hours of Issues Etc. each week on the Internet? All you have to do is go to our website, issuesetc.org, click the worldwide KFUO logo, and there you can listen to Issues Etc. 24/7, including 12 new programs weekly. The website address again, issuesetc.org.
Issues Etc. is a broadcast service of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. However, we are not funded by the church body. We're also not affiliated with Lutheran Hour Ministries or the Lutheran Layman's League. Issues Etc. is supported by listeners like you. Please help support this worldwide outreach by making a gift this week. Our address, Issues Etc., Box 9360, St. Louis, Missouri, 63117. Thanks for your prayerful consideration. You know, folks, everybody loves Jesus, don't they? Everybody's got a place for him. Even Oprah Winfrey, even her regular guests like Deepak Chopra and Marianne Williamson and Gary Zukav, they all have a place for Jesus and they all speak well of Jesus as long as he behaves, as long as he fits well into this pop spirituality, this quasi-New Age spirituality that seems to permeate much of American thinking. The real Christ. Well, the real Christ can't find a hearing there. The Christ that is so intent upon sinners and dying for them and being their Savior. Yes, the culture embraces a counterfeit Christ, but the real Christ, well, there is a place that's still teaching pastors to preach the true Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana. For more information, call them 1-800-481-2155. 1-800-481-2155, or just look for their logo at our website, issuesetc.org, Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana. We're discussing the pop spirituality of Oprah Winfrey. Bob Waldrop is our guest. Bob, before the break, you were talking about how Oprah denies being New Age. Does she define New Age in a way that allows her to kind of slip away from that label?
Yes, she does. And one of the difficult things in defining the New Age is that it has such a broad-brushed belief system. You'll find certain New Agers that believe one thing and certain New Agers believe another thing, but there are some commonalities to that. And one thing common is that New Agers are pantheists, or those who believe that God is some kind of a force that everything is part of, or some common energy, as Deepak Chopra refers to it, a universal present, a Christ consciousness, you'll hear. But what Oprah does when she denies being a New Ager, for example, in one of her programs, she just said, I was accused of being a New Ager, but I'm not New Age anything. I don't see spirits in the trees. I don't have crystals. Well, she began defining the New Age based on certain elements of the New Age. She may not believe in crystals. Not all New Agers do have crystals and believe that they're an energy force that is important to direct your life or becomes determinative about your future. But some do. Not all would say they say spirit in the trees, to use her words, but some would say that. So Oprah has taken components that some New Agers hold to, and she's a better statement for her would be to say, yes, I'm a New Ager, but I don't embrace all aspects of the New Age movement. For example, I don't believe in crystals, and I don't believe in spirits in the trees.
Does she call herself a Christian?
I have not found any place where Oprah has referred to herself as a Christian, Todd. I don't know that in a private setting she may not. Again, she was raised in the church. She embraced some of those teachings, and so I would not be surprised if she might not refer in some settings to herself as a Christian. It's very interesting. She seems to be hitting the church circuit just to a very small degree now. She spoke several months ago at Olivet Baptist Church and was presented a sermon there. But that was primarily related to some humanitarian work that she had done with the church back in 2002. But she did present a Christianized message. Of course, understand that New Agers will quite often use the same terms that we use as Christians, use Bible verses interlaced within their discussions, but they mean something different by those verses, and they mean something different by the words.
Her approach is, without a doubt, eclectic, all-inclusive. What, if anything, is explicitly rejected by Oprah Winfrey in her spirituality forum?
Well, Todd, I really don't think, she rejects Satanism. She's very clear on that. She has said that she would not have any representatives of the Church of Satan on her program, would promote that. So I guess I could say, yeah, there's something she would reject. But for the most part, she is all-embracive and all-inclusive. Now, it's real interesting to me, you don't see Oprah having Billy Graham on the show, for example, presenting a gospel saying Jesus is the only way, or evangelical Christians presenting that view. So my guess is that she would not embrace that because she is all-inclusive. On one of her programs, Christian was in the audience and confronted Oprah on the fact that, she was denying Jesus, that Jesus is the only way. And Oprah, in fact, said she was denying that Jesus is the only way. Her statement was Jesus couldn't possibly be the only way. And the audience member continued to press Oprah, and eventually Oprah said, I just can't get into a religious discussion with you. So if you got right down to it and had that, what New Agers call a narrow-minded view that Christians have, as they refer to it, then Oprah would cut that off, obviously. But for the most part, Todd, she is open to whatever you want to bring onto the show concerning spirituality. People who have died, supposedly, and come back, had a vision of Jesus, and have a message that they're bringing back, like Betty Eady, who is a Mormon who had that claimed that experience in her life, all the way to those like John Edwards, who says that he talks to dead people in his crossing over. It's pretty broad sweep what she will have and what she allows on the show. That doesn't mean, though, that she believes all of it or embraces all of it. I think, in all honesty, for her, she is simply trying to expose people to all of these different views so they can find the one that best fits them.
So let's deal with just a couple of things that are common to the New Age. where she may have had something to say for herself. Because, like, you're right, very often what she's presenting is someone else's view, not necessarily her own, so it's hard to tell. What about, say, the hallmark of a lot of New Age spirituality, reincarnation?
Of course, the New Agers here in the West have embraced Hinduism. Basically, they've repackaged it somewhat. In Hinduism, reincarnation means that you can come back as some other life form. As Westerners, none of us would want to come back as a worm, so that just doesn't appeal to us. So the New Agers have repackaged reincarnation to almost exclusively. There are some aberrations among New Agers, but almost all of them would say that you come back as another person. Most New Agers believe that you come back better off than you were before, that you do make some kind of an advance during the current life cycle. So to whatever degree you've moved forward during this life, you won't have to go through that process again.
About 30 seconds here before our break.
Okay. And then another part of that is the aspect of karma, which is simply that whatever good you do in this life will be paid for in the next life, or whatever evil you do in this life, you'll suffer the consequences for that in the next life. So karma is an important element of the reincarnation belief as well.
Folks, you can check out the website for Watchman Fellowship. Simply go to our website, issuesetc.org, and under the section titled Links, over there on the left-hand side of the homepage, you'll find a direct link to Bob Waldrop and Watchman Fellowship, or you can call our resource line, 1-800-737-0172, and we'll give you the phone number and mailing address for Watchman Fellowship, 1-800-737-0172. We're talking about the pop spirituality of Oprah Winfrey. Bob Waldrop is our guest, director of the Alabama Office of Watchman Fellowship. He's authored a profile on Oprah Winfrey for the Watchman Expositor magazine. Now, we'll hear from you after this break, 1-800-730-2727. If you're calling now, you get a busy signal. We'll be freeing up those phone lines right on the other side of this break. So keep on trying, 1-800-730-2727. And we have that in-studio email address that is issuesetc@kfuo.org. issuesetc@kfuo.org. Your questions, your comments on the pop spirituality of Oprah Winfrey when we come back. Have you noticed how Sunday morning church has become more like the Oprah Winfrey Show? Pews filled with mostly women, music focused on subjective feelings rather than objective truths, preaching that sounds more like therapy than theology, and pastors who are afraid to take a stand. Is there still a place for real men in the church? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin, inviting you to visit Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. For more information, check out their website, www.ctsfw.edu, or call Concordia Theological Seminary at 1-800-481-2155. 800-481-2155. Real men attend Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana. www.ctsfw.edu or 1-800-481-2155.
The radio voice of the Lutheran faith for the 21st century. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Todd Wilkin here again. I'm talking with Pastor Mark Schaefer. He's coordinator of continuing education and related events for Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana. Mark, how can a layperson benefit from attending one of the fall retreats at Concordia Theological Seminary?
These retreats offer some specific training, like the one coming up September 30th and October 1st and 2nd is specifically geared for lay leaders of the congregation, people who are in the positions of president, vice president, elder, deacon, people who are in the position to, be leaders in the congregation can learn about what their role is and how they can work with the pastor. Also, there in this particular treat, there's a review of Lutheran doctrine. Who are we as Lutherans? What's our teaching? What are our beliefs? Even talking about worship life of Lutherans. And so, and also there's a lot of opportunities to fellowship with other Lutheran Christians who are probably in the same boat, having some of the same struggles as leaders in the parish of how to deal with day-to-day running the congregation. So there's an opportunity to learn from the instructor and to learn from one another and to, you know, reemphasize what we are as Lutherans.
So do people who attend these fall retreats participate in the worship life of Concordia Theological Seminary?
Oh, yes. Every day there is chapel, and that is part of the schedule. We allow for the all the participants to go to chapel and to worship with the seminarians. And also, you know, they can oftentimes, if they're on, there's meals involved, they eat in the same cafeteria as the seminarians do. And so, yes, there's opportunity to interact with the seminarians themselves.
Finally, Mark, talk about the commitment of Concordia Theological Seminary to having an educated laity.
Yes, we're trying to offer these retreats and to encourage. We're hoping to get more people involved with these retreats. It's so important that you know, the church, we have faithful pastors, but we also have faithful laypersons. The church can't exist without people. And the more that our lay people understand their role and how they fit in the church, you know, I think it's good for the church's mission, it's good for the church's service, it's good for the worship life of the church too.
For more information about Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, 1-800-481-2155 or our website issuesetc.org. Next week on Issues Etc., we're going to discuss American Civil Religion with Drs. David Adams and Ken Sherb, co-editors of the new book, The Anonymous God. Under God, in God we trust, God bless America. Is the God of American civil religion the God of Christianity? And should Christian pastors participate in civic interreligious prayer services? We'll talk about it next week on Issues Etc. with David Adams and Ken Sherb. Now, if you'd like to know what we'll be discussing on the program throughout the summer, click on the upcoming show's site, link at our website, issuesetc.org. And while you're there at the website, be sure to find out about the great work being done around the world by LCMS World Relief. Just look for their logo on our homepage, issuesetc.org, or you can call LCMS World Relief at area code 314-996-1683. That's 314-996-1683. It's Christ-centered, cross-focused relief for the world, LCMS World Relief. Let's go to the phones, and we'll start with Lori, who's calling from San Francisco, listening on KFAX. Hi, Lori.
Hi, how are you?
Very well.
You had asked why women like Oprah.
Sure.
And I really like Oprah because she really brings people to a place of honesty, even when it hurts. But what I find disappointing with Oprah is that while she might confront addictions such as alcohol or pathological lying, she doesn't really hold accountable those who've fallen in promiscuity or homosexual lifestyles that are just destructive. It's just as destructive as these other addictions. And I think it's probably because it's not popular and, you know, but those are my thoughts about Oprah. I think she's wonderful in many ways. And in terms of spirituality, you know, I just take what I like and leave the rest. You know, just a lot of stuff that I just don't even listen to.
Lori, thank you very much for the call. Bob, your reaction to Lori's comments there.
Well, Todd, I think there is much to like about Oprah. Even in my writings on her and other interviews I've done, I try to bring that out. Oprah does have a positive influence in helping people without question, and we shouldn't overlook that or try to deny that. And I think Lori's correct that is part of the appeal, that she, you know, she does so much good, and she does try to transform lives to the better. But having said that, as Christians, we know that ultimately truth is found only in Jesus Christ. And if we don't take someone to that ultimate truth, then we're really just putting Band-Aids on the problem. And, you know, I would encourage all of us as Christians to pray for Oprah. It'd be tremendous if she would embrace Christianity, embrace the true God through Jesus Christ, and could have a much more powerful impact for good in this world.
Daryl listens on KSIV here in St. Louis. Daryl, welcome to Issues Etc.
Well, good evening. I was just wanting to call in because I was born into a Christian family, raised in the Christian church, and at about the age of 16, really went off on my own and was very involved in New Age religion for about 10 years, heavily involved in New Age religion. I mean, I was involved in firewalking ceremonies and channeling and rebirthing. I was deep into it, but came out of that through the work of my Army chaplain, and, you know, I'm an ordained Christian minister now. So I sort of think I understand what Oprah was going through back in the 90s when she was going through her spiritual quest, just looking for this truth, because that's what I found myself doing, just trying to find some truth and opening myself up to all kinds of things. But I think what Oprah has done is just expose the world to her search when she was going through that in the 90s. Because, and I look at what she's doing now, because just recently she had T.D. Jakes on there. And as you mentioned, I don't know if you have any background on Maya Angelou, who she considers her spiritual mother. But I've read enough about Maya Angelou's writings to know that she professes Christ. And so I'm thinking, and Oprah is very, you know, she's in the entertainment business. I think she makes a point not to expose too much of her personal things, but she does expose people to a lot of things, and I think that's part of her entertainment and a media, you know, an audience that's millions of people. But I think she just exposes to her spiritual journey, and I believe if people are truly searching for truth, they'll find it. I found it.
All right. Daryl, let's see if we can get Bob to respond. First of all, a couple things there. Do you think that Oprah's search for the truth, as Daryl puts it, is over, that she's landed at a Christian profession? Do you think that she was simply exposing the public to a temporary kind of search for knowledge and truth?
Well, Todd, let me answer you this way. I had a friend of mine, in fact, ask me the other day, Bob, do you think Oprah's a Christian? I said, well, I can't say that based on the statements that she makes. I would have to say she's a New Ager. I doubt that two New Agers would be sitting around asking the question, one or the other, do you think Oprah's a New Ager? Because I think they hear the programs and they know where she's coming from. But Daryl does make a good observation here. Oprah does live her life out before the American public through her TV program. And you pretty much know what Oprah's struggling with and what Oprah's learning about and where Oprah is by watching her program. You know, any of us who have watched Oprah over the years, we've dieted with Oprah and we've gained our weight back with Oprah. You know, we've changed hairstyles with Oprah. We've gone through clothing changes and makeovers with Oprah. So we see, I think Daryl's right on when he says that a lot of what Oprah was putting on was her own spiritual quest. Now, I think she did go through that quest and has solidly arrived in the New Age movement, embracing that. If I could just make one other comment, when Daryl mentioned his own journey into the New Age, he mentioned channeling, for example. And right before the break, he'd asked me about reincarnation. Let me just read a quote from Oprah for you on reincarnation. She talks about the first time she got a large paycheck, and she said, the first time I got a huge check, I closed my office door, lit a candle, and sat there with it. I pray to the force that I call God, all that is goodness and light, that my life might be an extension of the energy represented in that piece of paper, that it bring that kind of value to myself and others. So she sees this energy flow going forward. Now, when she made the movie Beloved, she talked about the fact that she channeled. And what Daryl's talking about by channeling, as you know, Todd, is the belief that some New Agers have that they can be inhabited by ancient spirits, and that these spirits can communicate through them, these ascended masters, as they're called. Now, what's kind of interesting here is that Oprah said she didn't see spirits in trees, but she obviously sees spirits inside herself. when she took on the role of Seth in Beloved, she said that she told the producer, "I don't really think that she, referring to Seth, the slave, can be acted, but I think she can be channeled. I think I can empty myself and give myself over to her, and that's how I intend to do it." In making that movie, she said that I would say the names of the slaves and ask for their help. Before doing every scene, I would go and call them up, literally, a couple of times during some really difficult moments. I'd say, "Where are y'all? I need you." And I could feel their presence all around me. We all felt that way. None of us really think we acted this movie. We were all channeling. Now, let's assume that Oprah possibly has gone through a New Age phase or studied that and has arrived at Christianity. If that were true, I think she would be doing just as Daryl has done. Daryl said, "I went through a New Age search, and finally, through the efforts of a chaplain who shared with me, I embraced Christ. I became a Christian, and I'm now an ordained Christian minister." Well, I believe if Oprah had wandered through that period as open as she is, and she was now a Christian, she would be espousing her Christian views on the program as well, and we'd see that reflected.
Well, Bob, two quick questions before we go to this break, and we've only got about a minute here. Should Christians be encouraged that Bishop T.D. Jakes was on Oprah's program?
Well, you're opening up a whole new can of worms now, aren't you, Todd?
Yeah.
There are those, certainly, who have studied T.D. Jakes that would say that that would be problematic as well, because he comes out of the United Pentecostal movement, or Oneness Pentecostal movement. He's a modalist, or one who would deny the Trinity. At least that's in his past. He has been a very controversial figure among apologists in recent years because he will not take a firm stand on the doctrine of the Trinity. Having been a modalist and possibly still being a modalist, or one who denies the Trinity, that believes that there's only one person in the Godhead and he just takes on different manifestations, is a brief way to think of that. Having been a former modalist and not rejecting that clearly, many in the field of apologetics think that T.D. Jakes is still a modalist and that he simply presents a confusing view of the Trinity so that he can walk in both worlds and sell books and other publications in both worlds.
Folks, you can read an article titled "The Gospel According to Oprah" on our website, issuesetc.org, and under the What's New section, you'll find this article written by our guest in this hour, Bob Waldrop, issuesetc.org. Our subject, the pop spirituality of Oprah Winfrey. Bob Waldrop is our guest, director of the Alabama Office for Watchman Fellowship, author of a profile on Oprah Winfrey for the Watchman Expositor magazine. And when we come back, more of your questions and your comments. Our call-in number, 1-800-730-2727. You'll be getting a busy signal as you call now, but keep trying because we'll be freeing up phone lines in about a minute. Also, we'll get an answer to Daryl's last question having to do with Maya Angelou, a woman that Oprah Winfrey refers to as her spiritual mother. What does Bob know about the spirituality of Maya Angelou? And your calls. Our email address is also issuesetc@kfuo.org. We get that email right here in the studio, and we'll get to that as time permits. issuesetc@kfuo.org. Dr. Carl Fekencher on the Center of Seminary Life at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Certainly, we would begin by expressing our strong commitment to the Scriptures and the Lutheran Confessions. Everything that we do here is gathered around God's Word, whether that is a matter of our daily worship in the chapel or the prayer life that is a part of our activity together. The classes themselves are always focused on proclaiming Christ as well. I think another very important aspect of our seminary that makes us unique is the relationship between the faculty and the students. And of course, always it's based on our shared faith in Christ Jesus.
For more information about Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana, or to schedule an on-campus visit, call 1-800-481-2155. 1-800-481-2155.
Contending for truth in an age of anti-truth. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Noted author and Christian apologist Craig Hawkins on why you should support Issues, Etc.
It's my pleasure to recommend to you Issues, Etc. It's one of the few programs discussing crucial concerns for Christians. It's done in a dynamic format, again, discussing crucial issues, and in an insightful manner. The program is very much needed. In my opinion, it's one of the most important broadcasts on the air, and it's one of my favorites. So if you want to grow in your faith, know what you believe and why, then this program is for you. I want to encourage you to listen, and I want to encourage you to support the broadcast, both prayerfully and financially.
You can support the worldwide outreach of Issues, Etc. by making a tax-deductible gift this week. Our address is Post Office Box 9360, St. Louis, Missouri, 63117. Or you can make a credit card donation by calling our resource line. That number is 1-800-737-0172.
Well, nowadays, everybody loves to quote the Bible. Many, like Oprah Winfrey, unfortunately, think it's there for moral insights or profound sayings. They have a misunderstanding of God's Word. The Bible is the cradle that holds Christ. Our Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for July is a resource that will help you find Christ on every page of Scripture. It's called Handling the Word of Truth, Law and Gospel in the Church Today. You can find out more about the Issues, Etc. Book of the Month for July at our website, issuesetc.org, or you can order Handling the Word of Truth by calling Concordia Publishing House any weekday during regular business hours. Their number, 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. The book costs $12.99 plus shipping and handling, 1-800-325-3040. Now, when you call the customer service rep, remember to mention Issues, Etc., and our book of the month for July, Handling the Word of Truth, 1-800-325-3040. Bob, a real quick question, 30 seconds, no more. What do you know about the woman that Oprah Winfrey calls her spiritual mother, Maya Angelou?
Yeah, Todd, I have by no means read everything by Maya, but what I have read, I don't see anything in there that really presents her religious or spiritual perspective at all. Daryl said that he had read a statement or heard a statement that she was a Christian, may very well be, but we have to be cautious. That can mean many things. Oprah would say, I was raised in the church, I believe in Jesus, I love Jesus. If we just stop there, we might assume that Oprah is a Christian. I think when Oprah calls her her spiritual mother, she means more that she is a mother mentor to her, a mother figure to her, and not necessarily that that's where she gets her spiritual insight from.
Chris is listening on WQSA in Perry, Georgia. Chris, welcome.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you taking my call. My comment is, I really believe that if Oprah Winfrey steps off the fence of her pop culture Christianity or her New Age, whatever she has for herself, and kind of streamlines her show more to a pulpit form and the evangelical faith-based initiative as our Christian faith goes, I believe that she would kind of start to see the Oprah universe crumble. It's not something that you know, she obviously wants to take into consideration, but I know that I would think she has kind of level the playing field by utilizing more of these people who aren't taking a position of Jesus Christ. My question is, what is her position on Ten Commandments, pro-life or pro-choice, and stem cell research?
Okay, those are good questions there. All right, Chris asks about these various issues of life. Has Oprah spoken on these things?
I don't know what her view is on the Ten Commandments. She has expressed a pro-choice view in the past. I haven't seen anything that she's changed that. And I'm not sure, I don't recall ever having read anything in the research I've done about her speaking out on stem cell research. So I would have to just guess or conjecture, if anything, and I would think that she would be for stem cell research.
Marlene listens in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin. Marlene, welcome.
Hello.
Hi, Marlene.
Hi. Yeah, I have a question. Oprah said she wouldn't have a Satanist on her show. She said that? Did she say that?
Yeah, she said that several years ago. There's several shows Oprah said she just didn't want to do. She also would not have a KKK or...
All right, well, I have a question. The thing is she's not going to have a Satanist on there, but she's embracing all the other beliefs, including channeling. And this sounds like, to me, a form of godliness with no God. And I'm wondering, isn't that exactly what Satan would want us all to do?
Well, that's a very good question, Marlene. Bob?
Well, that is a great question, and you're right. And, of course, we're looking at it from a Christian worldview, and we see that there's really only two options available here. That's God's plan or Satan's plan. And Satan presents his in many different ways, many different forms, many different disguises. And we would think that Oprah and other New Agers have embraced into some of those deceptions that he offers. Isn't it interesting that the very first appeal that Satan made to Eve was a lie that you can be like God? And that's exactly what the New Agers believe, that you can be like God or that you are God. So I think you're right, but of course from Oprah's perspective, she doesn't see it that way. She doesn't see that Marianne Williamson is involved in Satanism or is trying to thwart the plan of God or is opposed to God. She believes that these are people who are on a true and valid path. One of the aspects of the New Age that we didn't speak of, Todd, is this concept that there's no absolute truth. You have your truth, I have my truth, everything is truth. So all religious paths are valid. Of course, I guess from Oprah's perspective, Satanism wouldn't be a religious, a valid path.
Our last caller, Marlene, was listening to us in Wisconsin on WGNV. Carl listens in St. Louis on KSIV. Carl, welcome. Carl, welcome to Issues, Etc. One other question regarding what Marlene had to say there. No, what Chris had to say there, and I'm curious about this, Bob. He said, look, if she professed Christianity, her audience would dwindle. Do you agree?
Well, you know, that's an interesting observation on his part. I think I would disagree with that, though, only for this reason. There are so many Christian women who watch Oprah right now. You know, I don't think we by any means should think that this is simply a group of New Agers that sit around and are driving the numbers up for Oprah Winfrey's show. Go into any church and talk to women there, and you'll find that a large number of them watch the Oprah Winfrey show. Because, again, she has very emotional, appealing, touching stories. It's not all New Age guests who are on there. That's a small swath of the Oprah Winfrey pie. So I think there's great diversity among her viewership. So I believe if she were to come out and say that she is a Christian and begin embracing Christian or evangelical claims and presenting those from her show, that she would probably be even more popular.
Listening on KIXL in Austin, Texas, Mike, welcome to Issues, Etc.
Yes, sir. I wanted to know the difference between Unity Church and the New Age movement. And I want to know, what is the Litmus test? Like, I'm listening to Anthony Robbins. What would be the Litmus test to know if this is Bible-based or not Bible-based? How would I go about doing it? I mean, this sounds very complicated. I didn't know all the different things you were saying that Oprah Winfrey has said in the past or she was associated with. How would I do that?
Mike, thank you very much. 1 minute to answer here, Bob.
Okay. Well, Mike, the best thing you could do is go to watchman.org or WFIAL.org and simply go into our subject index on New Age, and you can really study up on this in great detail. Other than that, though, is look for some key elements. All is God or God is all. Buzzwords about spirituality, Christ consciousness, the power within, the divinity within you. If there's a lot of discussion about enlightenment, that's a buzzword or a code word often used, which is a New Age view of salvation. You're learning about your own divinity or getting in touch with your own deity. The visualization, the power to achieve based on your own mental abilities, visualization, meditation, emphasis on breathing. You may see words like pranayama. Used there. These are basic forms of Hinduism or practices of Hinduism that have been incorporated into a Western mindset, repackaged for the Western culture.
Folks, we'll continue to respond to your phone calls and your emails on Oprah Winfrey and her pop spirituality in the next hour. Our call-in number, 1-800-730-2727. I see two free phone lines there. You can call during this break, 1-800-730-2727. And our in-studio email address is issuesetc@kfuo.org. Now, you won't be able to listen to this next hour on the radio. It's only on the Internet. Just go to our website, issuesetc.org, and click Listen Online. You'll be able to hear the entire next hour, along with your phone calls and your email. We're coming to you this Sunday, live, July the 31st. Write this number down. Give us a call during the break, 1-800-730-2727. We will also give away Ron Rhodes' book called The Counterfeit Christ of the New Age Movement to listeners with the best questions or comments in the next hour. issuesetc@kfuo.org or our call-in number, 1-800-730-2727. Well, in many ways, Oprah Winfrey is the model American woman. She is a self-made billionaireess. She is hugely generous, a humanitarian, obviously has the desire to help people, not only with her resources, but with her ideas. But it is her ideas that are so troubling, and the ideas that she promotes if she doesn't, in fact, believe them herself. An idea of a God within, rather than the God outside you revealed in Jesus Christ. Fundamentally at odds with the way that Oprah Winfrey was raised and fundamentally at odds with what Christians believe. We have here great appeal in a model American woman, but one that promotes a God apart from Christ, where Jesus gets honorable mention, where he is helpful to a degree, but the real God isn't found in him or through him, according to Oprah Winfrey, but in you. And sad to say, that is a God, apart from Christ, that cannot save. I'm Todd Wilkin. This is Issues Etc.
Listen to Pastor Todd Wilkin weekly on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is critical for Issues Etc. to continue. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., Box 9360, St. Louis, Missouri, 63117. Box 9360, St. Louis, Missouri, 63117. Or you can donate by credit card on our resource line, 1-800-737-0172. 1-800-737-0172. Visit us this week on the World Wide Web. Our website address, issuesetc.org. issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a broadcast service of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.